The views and opinions expressed during Eye in the Triangle do not represent WKNC or NC State student media. Your dial is currently tuned to Eye on the Triangle on WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. This is a very special episode of Eye on the Triangle. As many of you know, President Biden and Vice President Harris came to visit Raleigh 2 weeks ago to discuss affordable health care. And I had the privilege to go on behalf of WKNC. I will, of course, give you the highlights of both speeches. But before we get into that, I interviewed a couple other viewers of the press conference to get their thoughts on the upcoming speech. Can each of you tell me your first and last name?
I'm Chris Koropaty.
Arya Marmraj.
Avni Marmraj.
Rhea Koropaty. Nice to meet you all. Who are you representing?
We're here with Vinay Reddy. He's the speechwriter.
Oh, awesome. Are you all in high school?
Yeah.
I'm in college.
She's in college.
You're in college? I'm in seventh grade.
You're in seventh grade? That's amazing. What college do you go to?
NC State.
Okay, me too. I'm with NC State's radio station, WKNC. Well, it's great that you guys are here. Is there anything you're especially looking forward to seeing?
We're excited for the speech. I think affordable healthcare is a really important problem in the country, so it's a really exciting speech.
Well, it's great to meet you guys. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Tolu Anamajan.
What are you looking most forward to from hearing the president's speech today?
I'm definitely interested in hearing about the affordable health care. I think that is something that is super important. As being someone that got kicked off my mom's insurance like last year, it's been extremely hard for me even to want to go to the doctor because it's so expensive for literally everything. So I think health care is like what I'm looking to hear for. And, you know, again, hearing a little bit about like student debt.
I hope you're looking forward to hearing it. I certainly am. So it was great to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
Also in attendance of this event was Governor Roy Cooper and North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein. Here's a bit from Stein.
This past Saturday, we marked the 14th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act becoming the law of the land. Now nearly 1 million North Carolinians have health insurance. Now more than 4 million North Carolinians with pre-existing conditions breathe easier knowing that insurance companies can no longer discriminate against them.
And now, without further ado, here are the highlights from the comments by Vice President Harris, followed by President Biden.
Good to be back. Please have a seat, everyone. Please have a seat. So we here agree that access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it. Yes. And guided then by that fundamental belief, over the past 3 years, President Biden and I have made health care more accessible and more affordable for millions of Americans. We cut the cost of prescription drugs for millions of seniors. We expanded access to Medicare and Medicaid. We made the largest investment in youth mental health in history. With 14,000 new mental health counselors in schools across our nation, including hundreds right here in North Carolina. And we strengthened the Affordable Care Act so that today more Americans have health care coverage than ever before in the history of our country. We have also taken on the crisis, the health care crisis of maternal mortality. Because in the 21st century, in the United States of America, it should not be the case that women here die in connection with childbirth at a higher rate than women in any other wealthy nation in the world. times as likely to die in connection with pregnancy. Native women, twice as likely to die in connection with pregnancy. Rural women, 1.5 more times as likely to die. It is also the case that one of the most significant factors that contributes to this crisis of maternal mortality is that millions of women in America do not have access to adequate postpartum care. In fact, when we took office, in most states, women on Medicaid were only entitled to 2 months of coverage for postpartum care. 2 months. And only three states, when we took office, only three states in our nation offered 12 months of postpartum care. And I am proud, North Carolina, to report so far a total of 45 states have now completed that challenge. There are extremists in our country trying to take away health care coverage or make it more expensive. Extremists who want to take away coverage from our seniors by trying to cut Social Security and Medicare. They want to take away coverage for working families by trying to gut Medicaid. And they want to take away coverage from people with pre-existing conditions by continuously trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And across our nation, extremists attack a woman's access to health care and reproductive health care. They have proposed and passed laws that criminalize doctors and punish women. Laws that threaten doctors and nurses with prison time, even for life, simply for providing reproductive care. The clinics that extremists are forcing to close, they provide so much more than abortion care. They provide breast cancer screenings, contraceptive care, PAPs, essential life-saving care being denied to millions of women across our country. So I'll end where I begin. Access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege. No matter who you are, where you live, or how much you earn.
I want to especially thank the incredible Governor Roy Cooper. And by the way, he is an incredible governor, and First Lady Kristen Cooper, for welcoming us today and for their friendship. You know, when I think of the Coopers, I think of one word, and I mean it sincerely. Highest compliment I can give anybody who's ever been elected to office. They have enormous integrity. They have enormous integrity. Because Roy Cooper never gave up, North Carolina finally expanded Medicare coverage, which already is helping 400,000 North Carolinians so far. 400,000. That all by itself is a heck of a legacy. I also want to thank you, Attorney General Josh Stein, who defended ACA and fought to expand Medicaid as well. He's an outstanding leader. And folks, look, speaking of great leaders and legacies, 14 years ago this week, I stood by President Obama when he signed the Affordable Care Act into law, Obamacare. And as many of you know, I thought it was a big deal. For all the young people out there, before ACA, you could kick off your parents' health care plans before you turn 26, just as you're heading out on your own. A lot has changed. For so many other people, they couldn't leave a dead-end job or start their own business because they couldn't risk losing the health care they had where they were. And imagine this. Prior to the ACA, many insurance companies imposed lifetime caps on how much coverage your insurance policy would give you. Lifetime caps. That meant a cancer patient could be halfway through chemo and they reached the cap and the insurance cut out. I enacted tax credits to save an average of $800 per person per year, reducing health care premiums for millions of working families under the Affordable Care Act. Those tax credits expire next year. I'm calling on Congress to make that $800 expanded affordable health care tax credit permanent. Otherwise, many Americans without coverage could lose their coverage. Folks, it's because we're making the ACA stronger, more affordable. ACA enrollment is breaking records. Today, everyone can get affordable coverage through the ACA. And 80% of the folks on the ACA plan can get a plan for $10 a month. MAGA Republicans in Congress just proposed a plan to get rid of the power of Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drugs, which could drive the cost of insulin back to $400 a month instead of $35 for seniors, and so much more. They plan to slash Medicaid as a result. They can close out 100 rural hospitals, hundreds of rural hospitals. You know how these rural hospitals make it? They make it because of the health care plans that are made available through the ACA. That's how they can afford to stay open. So many across the country, rural plants are closing because they couldn't keep them open. They couldn't afford to stay open. The Republican plan would deny millions of seniors with diabetes access to quality long-term care they get now under Medicaid. That includes 30 million children who now have access to Medicaid. They'd be at risk of losing that coverage as well. As we all know, they're going after women as well. Trump proudly says, quote, "After 50 years with no one coming close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade." That's a statement. You've seen it on television. Well, he's talking about how Donald Trump killed Roe v. Wade. He says it has to be punishment for women exercising the reproductive freedom. Trump and MAGA Republicans are responsible for the chaos that followed, and they're now calling for a national ban on choice for every state, in every state, not just what is in law now. Folks, if America sends me a Congress that are Democrats, I promise you, Common and I will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again. Through the leadership of President Obama, we made history in the Affordable Care Act. While there are those who want to take us back in time, all of us together are determined to move us forward. And here's the future I see. I see a future where we defend democracy, not diminish democracy. I see a future where health care is a right and we restore the freedom to choose and protect the freedoms not take it away. I see a future where the middle class finally has a fair shot and the wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Folks, you know the leading economists aren't making much fun of Bidenomics anymore. They're thinking maybe it works to build from the middle out and the bottom up. The wealthy can still be very wealthy. You know how many billionaires there are in America? There's now 1,000 billionaires. You know what the average tax they pay, federal tax? 8.2%. Anybody want to trade with the billionaire in tax rate? Well, guess what? If they just paid 25%, it's not the highest bracket by a long shot, 25%, you know what that would do? That would raise $400 billion over the next 10 years. Imagine what we could do with that. We could fundamentally slash the federal deficit. We could make sure there's home care. We could do so many things consequential, including finally making sure that we take care of Ukraine from that butcher Putin. Look, I see a future where we save the planet from the climate crisis and our country from gun violence. Above all, a future for all Americans, for a country of all Americans. And I'll always be present for all Americans. I've never been more optimistic about our future. And I know I'm only 40 years old. Times two plus one. Look, we just remember who in God's name we are. I mean this sincerely. I'll end with this. We're the United States of America. You know, I'm serious. We're the United States of America. We're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis stronger than we went in. The only country in the world. There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Not a single thing. This is the United States of America. Let's get together and get it done. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you.
And those were the highlights. Thank you for listening. And again, thank you, WKNC, for sending me. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and privilege. And happy Monday. This has been Ellie with Eye on the Triangle.
This has been Eye on the Triangle. I'm Erie Mitchell, your guest host right now. Thank you so much for listening to this. You can listen to back episodes of Eye on the Triangle at wknc.org/podcasts under Eye on the Triangle, or just any of the other podcasts we have on WKNC. Thank you so much.